Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Lots to digest in that, you know, in the first couple of segments here about markets and whatnot, Faisal. But let's switch gears a little bit. It's tax time.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, we talk about nobody living on pre-tax income. We live on after-tax income. Tax is an important. You've got to be savvy. We've got to have a strategy around it. We need to understand the complexity of it. And I'm going to suggest for a minute, because we get lots of questions at tax time, right? And some of them are quite surprising.
Okay.
But I want to draw maybe a similarity here. We talk about in the investment world that the rules of investing change as you move into retirement. And there's a number of reasons for that. But what it does is it requires a specialist, right? So if you're accumulating and growing wealth, okay, that period of your life, financial life, very different from when you're starting to decumulate or withdraw and live off of your wealth, okay?
Correct.
So it requires different thinking, different strategies, and so on and so forth. Said a different way, you know, in health, you'll go to your general
your family doctor.
Your family doctor, okay,
yeah,
and for a general checkup.
Yep.
Let's say you find something that needs some further investigation. They refer you to a specialist, right,
yes,
to go do that. Okay, so I'm going to suggest here as a thesis or at least a point of conversation that that's the same in the accounting world, right? So if you think about from a tax preparation perspective, you may be working with somebody for a very long time and had great service with basically just T4 income, a very simple sort of scenario. T4 income, you got
employment
prepare.
Income. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And now things change because now you don't have that employment income anymore. Now you have a whole bunch of different sources of income coming from LIFs and LIRAs and RIFs and non-registered accounts and corporate accounts. And oh my goodness, I can't keep up. I got CPP and OAS.
Too many things coming your way.
There's a whole bunch of different types of income.
That's a very good point you make there, Dave, because when you're working, and then we're going to take an employee as an example, mm-hmm, you really only have one source of income.
Yeah. And may, in fact, have very few write-offs.
Correct. And there's not too much to worry about when it comes to tax time. You just pay your taxes, maybe put a RSP contribution, yep, away you go.
Yep.
When it comes time for retirement, you have multiple sources of income.
Right.
Coming at different times, that's,
yep,
the best way of saying it. And if you think about it, if you know somebody, if you're not retired and you know somebody who is, ask them how many different tax receipts they get.
Right.
Or if you're retiring, ask your accountant what you should expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is where doing a bit of a gut check, team check.
Yeah.
Check out who's the right people for your team in this next part of your life.
Right.
The tax side of things is very important.
Right.
So the individual who's working with you to prepare your taxes, first find out, are they just a tax preparer or are they a tax advisor?
Right.
So ask the question, what do I get as part of the package that I'm paying for that service? Do I get a sit-down meeting to talk about what happened last year and what we can do in the future for this year, so 2019?
Right.
I think that's a good starting point because there are many tax professionals that just prepare taxes. Drop off your paperwork and then pick it up, or
right,
I'll email it to you.
Right.
And there's no conversation, no strategy, no collaborative way of working with your investment professional. And that's where the breakdown happens.
Sure. Or potentially you're leaving after-tax return on the table, right? You're not getting as much money back, or you're not paying taxes as efficiently as you possibly could.
Yeah. Right?
And this is the issue. Now, there's always a question. We get tons of questions at this time. The ones that sort of concern me the most are when the tax preparer that a client family is working with,
yeah,
says, I don't know how to handle this. Call your advisors. Okay, we're tax savvy, but we're actually not accountants. Okay, and we know how to handle some of these things, and the tax preparer doesn't. So that's why we're having this conversation today. We've had a series of these conversations. And
we're having accountants calling us, asking us how to complete the documents,
right,
or which document should we use, or
right,
what does this document mean? And that concerns me,
right,
because if you don't know as an accountant, find the information. And if you can't, and you're asking us who are not accountants, then maybe you've gone outside your scope.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not ragging on anybody here, but there's a specialist. There are people who specialize who understand the different sources of income, write-offs and whatnot for,
yeah,
people that are in retirement or perhaps high net worth clients that, you know, need different tax strategies than there are for people that just have T4 income and RSP payments. And that's fine. That's fine, right? But and this doesn't all just fall on the accounting profession. This falls on individuals.
I think more on the individual than the accountant.
Right. Red flag. Red flag when the accountant says, the person you're working with says, I don't know how what a T035 is or a T1135 or a T0058 or whatever the case may be. I don't know how to complete these things. Okay, that's fine. But these are important documents. These are important tax documents for people at this stage.
Correct.
Right? And so we're just, you know, I guess raising the awareness that a team involves a whole bunch of different people that specialize at certain areas, in certain areas at certain times in life.
Correct.
Right? No different than the message that we give from a from an investment perspective.
And I think it's the responsibility of the individual, mm-hmm. the customer, the mm-hmm. client,
yeah.
to do their proper due diligence on their advisors.
Right.
In your phase of life, when you enter into retirement, who should be on your team? Mm-hmm. And we normally pick out on three from a financial perspective.
Right.
The lawyer to help you with legal matters as you go through life.
Yeah.
The accountant for tax matters. The financial advisor for retirement and investment matters.
And Faisal, I'd even throw in there, maybe, never mind financial, just add in there physicians, right? So you
Medical professional. Absolutely. Right? So that goes beyond financial.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so when you're looking at and you're sitting down, you can re-interview your professional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now entering into a different phase in my life, and I want to know if you're the right person for me. And so I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of your clients are in the same situation as I am?
Right.
That's the number one question you should be asking. Because if you have a professional that has a small minority in the same situation as you, then the familiarity of what your situation is won't be there.
Well, it's not their main business, right?
It's not their main business.
Yep.
And so that's the question number one that everybody should be asking their professionals.
Right.
And we always hear, well, I do that too, or we do that too.
Yep.
Don't accept that in this phase of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
in any phase, right? I mean, we happen to talk to people that are transitioning to living in retirement, but in any phase.
I think this, because it's more complex in this period of time, I'm more sensitive to that.
Yeah.
So I think when you sit down with a professional, accountant, financial advisor, what's their main source of business? Right. How do you earn your revenue? From what type of client do you deal with?
Right.
And there are, I'd say, a lot of accountants whose vast majority of their business is with people who are growing their income.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And they may not have a vast majority of people in their practice that are drawing on different sources of income.
Right.
And so it becomes challenging. And so this is where you need to do your due diligence. You need to re-interview your professionals.
Right.
And the second question that I think is very important is, are you prepared to sit down with me and my other professionals in a collaborative form to provide strategy so I can reach my goals?
Right. Right. And then I'm going to expand the conversation, and we're running out of time, but I want to address the do-it-yourself tax preparers too. Right.
Yeah.
Because it was a heck of a lot easier. If you accept what we've just said, that the complexity of the sources of income has just gone up and you move into retirement, think about what you're taking on. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you were doing it yourself and you were using software as you had just employment income and maybe an RSP contribution, relatively simple. There's 2,000 pages of tax code that you better understand, and you better understand all the different write-offs and all the different sources of income and how they're taxed and so on. If you want to do it yourself.
We're not knocking those software programs that are out there that can help you file, but strategy is not what they provide software programs.
Yeah.
And they don't collaborate with your other professionals.
Right.
So the software does not replace an accountant.
Right.
The software replaces the inputting of the data.
Correct.
That's all it does.
That's all it does. And I'm an advocate, at least once in a while, you should, on the tax side, if you're doing it yourself, consider using a tax professional just to see if there's a different outcome.
Get a tax opinion.
Right. And I don't know how much you have to spend. If it's several hundred dollars, do you get more than that back on stuff that you wouldn't have otherwise done? Right. This is a good investment decision.
Yeah. But even if you don't get it back, like even if you spent a few hundred dollars and the accountant said, good job, you did everything right.
Yeah.
At least you know that. You've got it tested by
an insurance policy.
You know, sometimes people fix their own cars.
Yeah.
It's not bad to get a mechanic saying, yeah, it's looking good.
Yeah, your brakes are okay.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You don't want to mess that one up. So that's the same thing when it comes to your financial health. You don't want to mess that one up.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, enough said about that.
We've got a seminar.
We do have a seminar coming up. Let's remind everybody.
We're going to talk about tax. We're going to talk about the global economy. We're going to talk about how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. Now, we are getting full. So we need you to reserve your seats right away. Give us a call, 966-8400, 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
If you'd like to get any of these sessions podcast to you, we can do that for you very easily. All you have to do is go to More Than Money CHQR. That's on Apple Podcast or in your favorite podcast app. We will deliver these directly to you. You can listen to them at a time that's convenient for you. They're also all available on our website at morethanmoneyradio.com. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.